and we have the illustrious Jim Fetzer, who's an author, along with Mike Palchik and Moonrock Books, some amazing and eye-opening books. You do want to visit their Moonrock Books. You can go to Amazon, America Nuked on 9/11. The latest book we talked about last time was the title again, Jim? The latest title that we talked about, Jim, was the basically dealing with the alternate reality of what our so-called geopolitical landscape is. Are you there, Jim? I can't hear Jim, so somehow we've got a connection issue. So we will still waiting to see our board up. There we are.
Right. There we are, Bill.
Okay, good. So, yeah, I want to talk about your latest books first before we get off on topics. They can visit moonrockbooks.com, the American Nuked on 9/11. The latest book we talked about was, I think, a very important book to kind of look at the alternate reality that's being pushed down our throats by the media. And if you keep your eyes open, you can actually see what's really going on, which is quite different.
Yeah, it's entitled From Orlando to Dallas and Beyond, Living in a False Reality Where Even Hillary is Played by Doubles. We got 15 contributors, including Paul Craig Roberts. We have over 400 photographs, including over 100 comparing Hillary with her doubles. It doesn't leave any doubt about it, Bill.
Now, the election is over. I'm certain if they did an autopsy in the election, they'd find there were a lot of illegal votes. For example, Obama was even recommending on video that illegals just use a driver's license in whatever part of the country, including especially California, sanctuary state, to vote for the election, that the so-called voting booths was a sanctuary, that they wouldn't get deported. Despite that, the Rust Belt, including, by the way, white women, 56% voted for Donald Trump. The Democratic Party completely missed it, didn't they?
Well, they did, and it's ironic because Bill Clinton was telling them they were ignoring the white male vote and was laughed at. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're absolutely 100% correct. It was the Rust Belt that made the difference. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, together with Florida, sealed the deal. North Carolina, of course, a great add-on. And you're correct that the estimates now have over 3 million illegal aliens voting. And as you observed, Jerry Brown had signed a motor voter law that whenever you registered for a driver's license, you were automatically registered to vote, which sounds great until you realize that California allows illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses. The final vote, however, appears to have been with Trump even winning the popular vote as well as the Electoral College by 62,972,226 to 62,277,750 for Hillary.
So despite the voter fraud, which you guarantee was, Trump still won. And, of course, a lot of people weren't going to say that they were going to vote for Trump, especially if they're, we want to call it Rust Belt past elections Democrats who actually were so fed up with the Democrats losing their jobs, losing their future, being literally Obamacare to death, that they realized that they better change horses.
There's a wonderful satirical image out there from the New York Times. Trump forces black family from home, which is with a picture of the White House, representative of the manner in which they covered this campaign. The bias of the media was simply disgraceful.
Well, I think the media now has destroyed itself. It's like, I would call it a media harikari, you know, the Japanese art of how to disembowel yourself. So the media have disemboweled themselves, which is kind of interesting because the young people, the millennials, don't trust the media anyway. So I think this geopolitical disembowelment is good. It'll be good for the body politics. I want to see direct democracy, too. I'd like to see that the votes are no longer than 10-page on any bill, have one subject out and one object, are written at a grade 8 level to grade 10 level, and has to be voted on by the public before it ever gets tabled in the legislature, either state or federal, and the public will actually have an ability to kind of say whether they think it's a reasonable thing to do or not.
Well, what we have to do is get rid of electronic voting machines, Bill, return to paper ballots and hand
counts. Oh, absolutely. Those need to go, I mean, especially with Soros involved. I'd like to hear your analysis of where you see this is going, because I'm so positive. I think I'm going to get a sprained face from smiling so hard. My wife's saying, you smile so hard at night when you're sleeping, I think your muscles in your face are going to get sprained, Bill.
Well, my wife is very, very disenchanted with the campaign and with me. She accepted at face value the MSNBC, the New York Times, the liberal media. And, of course, the problem is that Donald said things that allowed them to exaggerate and magnify
right.
his bona fide weaknesses. I mean, there's no one suggesting he's a flawless candidate. But it looks as though, you know, a combination of the enthusiasm gap, the fact that the economy had been so dreadful especially since NAFTA had been passed by Bill Clinton, Hillary's suggestion she'd put Bill in charge didn't help. I think it's fair to say that Hillary lost the election, which she should have won, although it's very difficult for a party to obtain a third term, and there's no real doubt that Hillary was running for a third Obama term. 70% of the country wanted change, so you could say she was winning, swimming against the tide, but she sure went all out to, you know, trash Trump in every possible way.
That's her only policy. Her policy was trash Trump. It wasn't the here's how I'm going to be. See, she didn't want to disrespect Obama, but unfortunately, even the decisions she wanted to implement were actually more vicious than Obama. Her war policy, her policy about illegals bringing 550% more in, so many policies she had, even when she dealt with the abortion issue. A lot of people were even pro-abortion in the first and second trimester, don't support third trimester, including abortionists. And so she took such extreme positions, including on Hiraj or bringing in Muslims, that even when her private emails came out and said, oh yeah, she knew they couldn't be vetted, she took positions that got herself in trouble.
So Peter Hart, who is a brilliant pollster, tested the candidates' central messages after the conventions, stripping away their names. Right. Trump's dour assessment, this is a moment of crisis for our nation, finished ahead of Clinton's. Do not let anyone tell you our country is weak. It won across every critical swing demographic, including 49% to 21% among independents, 54% to 40% among white women. I mean, they really miscalculated the attitude of the country and the economic inequities and disaster that has been befallen middle America.
I think one of the things that I thought is quite telling is Xi Jinping from China, who, by the way, went to university here in South Carolina. Most people aren't aware that he actually went to an American college. And the policies and the statements by people like Iran who say that America has to accommodate them, I don't think that they realize exactly what's happened here in America, do they?
No, I think they don't. I don't think that other countries around the world realize what Trump means and how profoundly this was a victory for the American people over the oligarchs, the military-industrial complex, the neocons, and a host of other elements who have actually gutted our standing in the world, sacrificed our young men and women, depleted our treasury over endless wars in the Middle East on behalf of Israel. It's all come to a head, and I think very properly so, and that the world is going to be far better because of Trump's victory.
Oh, yeah. He was not going to try to do nation building in Muslim countries where they either have to have a strong man or an extreme Islamic form of Sharia law in order to maintain control over people that, by the way, will never accept democracy because it's completely anathema to Islam. And the idea of nation building in this area is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it is. Was a wrong from the beginning, but that was the plan. The events of 9/11, which, by the way, Trump has promised to reinvestigate, to reopen an investigation into 9/11, were all designed in order to draw the United States into endless wars in the Middle East on behalf of Israel, taking out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the region. Wesley Clark, in a speech at Commonwealth Society in San Francisco in 2007, revealed the master plan to take out the governments of seven countries in the next 5 years, beginning with Iraq and Libya, ending with Syria and Iran. And if it hasn't played out that way, it's not been for lack of trying. Russian intervention has made a decisive difference. And Bill, you know, many Americans are becoming dimly aware that ISIS was created, made in the USA, that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton decided upon ISIS as a strategy to bring pressure on the Assad government in Syria and to pave the way for the expansion of Israel to become the greater Israel of Zionist aspirations dominating the region from the Tigris-Euphrates to the Nile.
Exactly, yeah. And by the way, I don't think they necessarily want to take over the physical territory. They just want to dominate to the point where they control all the industry. In fact, most people aren't aware that the oil that was taken over in Iraq was literally handed over via the Rothschilds and sold at a ridiculously low price to the Chinese. So the China Oil Company, which is the fifth largest oil refinery company in the world now, didn't exist until after we went in and attacked Iraq, which, you know, with Colin Powell, I call him Colin Bowell instead of Colin Powell, because he's full of it. And you know what I mean? Fecal matter. For him to make those statements that Saddam Hussein was this great terrorist, without the strongman there, you couldn't maintain control of all these disparate people that were basically at each other's throats. And it wasn't an ideal situation. So when I heard the statement by the Donald talking about Libya with Muammar Gaddafi, that was actually supporting his people with the best social programs probably of any country in the modern era, with, you know, paid-for mortgages and education, even healthcare if you needed to go to Europe or elsewhere. And now it's a GD mess, as they say. You know, Libya is a disaster zone, and it was created by Hillary Clinton and Obama, and created by the same people, the PNAC people, that want to blow everything up and balkanize the Middle East into a disaster zone. And Russia said, no, you're not going to do this. It's the end of the game.
Well, you're absolutely right. WikiLeaks have revealed that the attack on Libya had nothing to do with any abuse of Gaddafi of the population, but rather because Western banking interests, read that, Rothschild, were upset with the introduction of the gold dinar and that France wanted to preserve its influence in Africa as a neocolonial preserve. Because of the Great Waterworks Project, Gaddafi was going to turn North Africa into a veritable oasis. And, you know, gain immense power. The gold dinar would have become the currency of all of Africa very rapidly. This was a humanitarian disaster, and it was led by Hillary Clinton. Gaddafi didn't even put up a fight. He was even surrendering at a location specified by the Department of State when Hillary had his convoy, which was proceeding under a white flag of surrender, interdicted, and Gaddafi brutally killed, castrated, and sodomized with a bayonet, about which she subsequently cackled. We came, we saw, he died, and she laughed about it.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that kind of behavior is not presidential. It's not even normal human behavior. So I don't know why. I don't know why people could say they support Hillary and thought she was had a better temperament than Obama. It just shows you how bizarre and psychotic the media is.
Yeah, it's cruel and sadistic behavior. Hillary is a criminal psychopath. I have no doubt about it. Yeah. And, of course, it's a great thing that her malfeasance is being exposed. The Clinton Foundation is receiving increasing attention. I mean, the situation is truly, truly disgusting. She even appears to be engaged in pedophilia, that she has made many trips aboard the Lolita Express, and that this has all been, revealed in the 650,000 emails that were on Anthony Weiner's laptop. I mean, there's a great irony here, Bill, because just as Bill Clinton was undone by an intern, Monica Lewinsky, Hillary Clinton was undone by another intern, Huma Abedin, who, you know, is her paramour. I don't care about her being bisexual or primarily lesbian, but the fact is Huma really appears to be an agent of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, she's a triple agent. The sex was just a secondary issue. It wasn't. It's not even relevant. The real issue is she's a Saudi agent who's a junior editor of a paper that supported female genital mutilation and, caning during marriage. I mean, it's pretty bizarre how Islam supports this kind of, it's called taqiyya and maruna, are the terms in Islam, where you can do bizarre things that violate even what the Quran seems to say, just so that you can forward the goals of Islam. And she's a perfect example of it. And they're all criminals. The thing that I liked about Trump's response in 60 Minutes, he said, I'm not going to be involved with that. I'm going to be involved with jobs and this and that. So in other words, politically, he's dissecting himself away from that, leaving it to the FBI. Once he has his new director, I don't think they need a special prosecutor. They just need to continue to prosecute. So once you know, Loretta Lynch, the Muslim head of the Department of Injustice, is removed and probably put Rudy Giuliani. He doesn't need to do anything special at all. He just needs to proceed. The evidence itself will speak for itself, and it's better that Trump actually completely dissect himself away from any kind of negative or other comments about this and just leaves it alone to its normal, natural processes.
That's exactly right, Bill. Just let it proceed. I mean, here are some early reports about those emails. Greg Hilliard, sources within the NYPD telling me this is way bigger than people know. Emails point to pedophilia ring with Hillary Clinton at the center. I would not report this unless I was 100% sure. Known this source 15-plus years. Carmen Katz, my NYPD source said it's much more vile and serious than classified material on Wiener's device. The email detail, the trips made by Wiener, Bill, and Hillary on their pedophile billionaire friend's plane, the Lolita Express. Yep, right. Hillary has a well-documented predilection for underage girls, and Mr. Wiener just could not bear to see those details deleted. We're talking an international child enslavement and sex ring. Not even Hillary's most ardent supporters and defenders will be able to excuse this.
Right. So I think that the best thing to do is we need to take it out of even the geopolitical talk. Like, I don't need to mention much more on this because I'm certain these bloodhound FBI agents who are, I'm telling you, some of the most proud guys, and I'm telling you, in America, are not only our vets, and this is Veteran Weekend, but our FBI agents. These guys were fearless. They're proceeding at smelling that blood and chasing after it and doing their job. I'm proud of them.
Well, there are a host of issues that had Hillary been elected, she could have faced as president, including perjury, obstruction of justice, bribery, pay-for-play, illegal use of a nonprofit organization, racketeering, fraud, not to mention the sex crimes against children and pedophilia.
Yeah.
Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas has described the Clinton Foundation as the world's largest money laundering operation. I mean, this is something, Bill, and it's got to play out, and the investigations have to be allowed to come to their conclusion.
Yeah. I think it'll take a year and a half or 2 years. Which is kind of good in a way because it'll probably come out right around the midterm elections. What I think we need to focus on are the issues. And I like how Trump responds by pivoting and reevaluating. For example, and I saw some of the media this morning, I was looking at it on Fox, and they were trying to say he's retracting, he's changing it. Look, the wall was actually funded by both parties. It's bipartisan. It was voted on, including by Hillary, in 2005. It's not a wall. It's a fence some places. Some places it's over mountains. You can't put a concrete or a brick wall there. You can put a fence or a real high fence, or you can put a cybernetic wall. We have, you know, drones and other things. And along the Rio Grande River, there's no way you can put any kind of barrier because the for ranchers and other people need to get access to that river. You need to have enough people hired to do their job, which is why Trump says 6,500 more people. And some places it'll be a wall, some places it'll be a fence. Other times, over the mountains, it'll be a set of, you know, motion detector cameras or even drones and God knows what, you know. What I think happens is people need to realize we need a secure border, and that can be done, and it's going to be a combination. And I like Trump's responses. Hey, we're going to do what we have to do. He's a construction guy. That's why he got the rink in Central Park built under budget and before it's time it was supposed to be done. Same way as this hotel in the old post office there in Washington D.C. So he gets things done. He surrounds himself with the right people, and he's going to move forward. I also thought it was great the combination of Reince Priebus to be the head of staff and head of strategy, Mr. Breitbart, because, you know, this enrages what I call the progressive left. But Breitbart is realist. He faces the reality of what Americans are facing, because if we had 2 to 4 years of paralysis with Hillary, we would be in serious financial problems, military problems, and the danger of war. Thank God that didn't happen. So when you come back, I want to hear your analysis of what you think that those choices are going to mean and as we move forward and implement a new government and the refounding of America under President Trump.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I hear all the hype from the media, which I think are very, what I call, unidimensional. But I can see Trump is a polydimensional guy. He's a guy that gets things done because he listens to other people. He wants to have the give and take. He's a master of the called the deal. And if I was Trump, and I'm just going to throw a few issues out to get an idea, and I want to hear your response. The Chinese are suffering from incredible pollution. One of the first things we should do is we should make a special deal to give them a locked-in good price on Trans-Alaskan gas. Number two, we should bring their high-speed rail engineers who took the Bombardier technology from Quebec, Canada over a decade ago and advance it so they now have 150 kilometers faster high-speed rail. And in the next 10 years, they plan on having over 400,000 miles of high-speed rail across China. Why don't we do it here? Bring their engineers over here. Work with them. The same thing as they want our soybeans and other things. Number one, we should get rid of GMO because that was pushed by the Democrats because they're tied directly to the lobby for genetically modified industry. And I guarantee that we're going to produce high-quality food for China because most people aren't aware of it, but the Gobi Desert is expanding rapidly. And with the climate change, because the temperature's dropping worldwide, we're heading into a Maunder Ice Age, they're having serious trouble supplying the food for their population, so they're trying to buy rights to farms all over the place. In fact, more farms in America, the right to buy and build and grow food, is being bought by China than all of the nations put together. So there's a whole lot of things where there's common ground. We can work with China to not only rebuild businesses here. For example, why don't we work to try to build a robotic factory back here for building iPhones? There's no advantage for the Chinese to have the iPhone factories there now, because a lot of them, including the Foxconn facility, are going totally robotic. So to me, the issues of common ground could mean everybody can benefit from this, including scientific and technical issues, and decreased pollution. So maybe they could actually see the sun again instead of having dirty coal, which is polluting not only China, but the troposphere and the entire Western world. I sat in a conference in Colorado Springs 12 years ago, and they showed us from the U.S. Geological Survey and NASA that 83% of the mercury landing on our fruit and vegetables here in America was coming from dirty coal in China. So there's a lot of common issues, and I really guarantee you that Trump and Xi Jinping, who actually went to the University of South Carolina, can come find common ground that's going to make both super economic nations thrive in this rather than a lose-lose situation. I think, you know, for people to think that he's stupid enough to do a trade war with one of the most successful businessmen in history is just asinine, isn't it?
Well, I think you make a lot of excellent points, Bill. I have been troubled by Trump suggesting that he would give a green light to fracking in this country because it's destructive of pure water. It contaminates wells, even aquifers. That should be absolutely prohibited.
I can tell you how you get around that. And I mentioned it on the show before. I can provide a technical, scientific, or other answer or solution to every problem that's presented. And the first thing is we already have technology for what's called microwave fracking. No chemicals at all. Number two, I have Paul Power. In fact, I'm going to try to get him on the show here. I did a video months ago regarding primary water from Eureka, California, the Primary Water Institute. And he's been drilling for 60 years. He's in Gary and around the world. And the latest drill was up at 6,000-plus feet up in the Northern California mountains. And he got something like 10,000 gallons per minute coming out of that well, only 120 feet deep at 6,000 feet. And what people need to realize is that wherever there's fault lines, there's water, giant batholiths of water. So here in California, instead of drought, we actually have an incredible amount of water. The problem is it's primary water. You might have to drill deep like what Muammar Gaddafi was doing, which probably ticked off the globalists, is 75% of their new water was actually, we call oasis water, and he had to drill at 2,400 feet on average in order to get it. And all the new lakes and rivers and aquifers and dams were all supplied by primary water that he actually mined out of the bottom of the earth with British well drilling companies and the Primary Water Institute. So to me, you recharge the aquifers like Ogallala. You use microwave fracking so it doesn't destroy the aquifers with toxic chemicals. And you open up the floodgate for other things to make safe things. And if you're going to have a pipeline, because I know they're concerned about the pipeline polluting the areas or across the reserve areas in northern North Dakota, you just have safety features so that it doesn't pollute. I mean, we have the science to make sure that we have double, triple protections, and we don't need to destroy the environment while we get our industry going. So, you know, I think, you know, Trump needs a good advisor to tell him, hey, you need to push this rather than that. It's just fracking, you think, is, you're right, is an obscenity. It's not good. But you can do microwave fracking.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, gentlemen, let's get your analysis of where you see this all going, because I'm so buoyed up by the fact that Trump is kind of a genius at picking people that are going to be good, but we need to advise him on things. Like, we got to stop the idea that he's just going to allow indiscriminate fracking. Already, we estimate that somewhere around 5 million Americans are exposed to fracking water that's destroying their water table. That needs to stop immediately. And we can use microwave fracking. Number two, you know, Obama, because he's got giant contributions to to ship the oil by rail, he didn't allow the pipeline, the XL pipeline. Now, the Canadians, we can make a deal with renegotiating NAFTA, and Trudeau is literally reaching out immediately, even before the election was, the heat's off the election. But I don't think we're going to have any problems renegotiating any deal with anybody, including the Chinese. They're just saying, make me a deal where we can both win. So where do you think this is going to go? I mean, I'm very positive about it, although I want to make sure that Trump, who's a novice in a lot of areas, doesn't surround himself with the wrong advisors and thinks he's going to fix health care when just allowing state competition and health savings accounts isn't going to fix it. If he doesn't do a plan like the extent of what I'm talking about, at least for part of it, so you can allow a two-tier system, he's going to blow it up. I mean, it's just not going to work. And in 2 years, people are going to be very ticked off, and it's still going to be costing either the public or industry. And if you continue to say you're going to cover people with pre-existing conditions and you haven't fixed the big pharma, big insurance, and the big hospital corporations, you're not going to fix it. It's not going to be fixed. You know?
Well, among the issues he plans to take domestically include canceling a very, you know, these executive actions, which I've regarded as unconstitutional.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a step in moving us back toward constitutional government. But, Bill, it's much more serious than that, because since a few days after 9/11, we've been living under a continuity of government provisions.
Right.
That preempt the Constitution, and if you go back further, since around 1935, we've been in a state of emergency. Those have to be rescinded,
right,
and restore us to constitutional government. I mean, if he just did those things alone, he'd be heralded as a great president.
Right. In other words, take us off martial law is what you're saying.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, he's also planning to cancel funding for sanctuary cities, which I think is a very good idea.
Yeah, excellent idea. That can be done immediately.
Yeah,
and sanctuary states like California, too, and have proper voting laws. I mean, people that are double voting in different states, dead people voting, 1.8 million on the voter rolls. Obama actually coming on and doing a felonies, telling people that we've got sanctity in the voting booth, so don't worry about it if you're an illegal alien. If you've got the motor voter rule in California, 2.8 million people potentially could vote, because more than half of the new licenses for driver's licenses for the last 3 to 4 years in California are for illegals. It's just friggin' ridiculous.
Yeah, and he's gonna put a hold on legal immigration from terror-prone regions in the world and deport a lot of illegal immigrants, apparently beginning with those who have committed crimes while they're here. I think much of the country would support a very large spread deportation program, but it appears that's not going to be on the initial agenda.
Yeah, what I think is going to happen is this, and this, you tell me if you think this is correct. First off, these violent criminals, the ones that we call criminal felonies, not just minor felonies, are going to be deported, but they won't just be deported so they can pop back across the border, which has happened numerous times. Some of these people, like the one that killed Kate Steinle, apparently had been deported something like 7 times, I think, before he finally murdered her in San Francisco. We're going to make sure that nations that won't take their people back, we're going to block them from being able to have travel visas to America. So they're going to take their people back, or they're going to our prison system. And I can see this coming with Trump. He's not going to let them have a high-speed pathway to citizenship. He's going to give them a long pathway. They have to stay felony-free, have to work hard, pay their taxes, pay fines, and after maybe a decade or more, then they can apply through the system, but they're not going to jump the queue like the regular people who've been waiting sometimes for 10 or even 20 years to become citizens, who are in the queue to become citizens from Bulgaria or Russia or wherever.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is going to happen. I don't think he's going to deport 11 million people. I think it's going to be somewhere probably under 2 million are violent thugs, criminals, people with illegal guns, drug cartels, MS-13. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be 11 or 12 million. I think it's going to be under 2.
Well, I certainly believe that anyone who wants to become a citizen in the United States must learn English. You can't community and communication cooperation if you don't all speak the same language. So
exactly.
That's an essential condition,
exactly.
A necessary but not sufficient condition for obtaining citizenship.
Right.
He's gonna modify Obamacare, as we've been discussing. I mean, it'll be a technical repeal, but he's going to preserve some of the more important features that have benefited, like being able to stay on your parents' insurance till you're 29 or 26, no pre-existing conditions clauses, being able to prohibit gaining insurance coverage. I personally, Bill, think he would make the brilliant move if, on the basis of a cost-benefit analysis, he were to determine that a single-payer system was best after all. I actually think that would be the best thing.
I'll tell you how you bring it in, though. And it's kind of the way I would do it would be sneaky, but it would work. And I'll try to be brief because I want to hear your response. Number one, you set up a system where you have a national VAT, value-added tax. The money goes back not to the state but to the county, and the county is run by a committee of citizens and health providers. The county then decides in rationalization of services and builds clinics that include emergency units, but also has doctors, nurse practitioners, chiros, psychologists, professional trainers, etc., the full range of health providers so they can even do case rounds. And the way that the system would work is that doctors that sign up to the system can never be sued. They have to go through mediation. They have a national licensure system so that they can come from any state anywhere. That you can have lateral training so people that work at the system can start off as a medic. And as they go through the professional training system, which can be set up separate from the government, they can then go to centers of excellence and learn to become, say, an orthopedic surgeon or general surgeon or whatever. And what this would do is you would get rid of malpractice. You get rid of state licensure. You'd have total portability. You'd pay everybody a salary based on outcomes, quality of service, years of training and experience, and innovation in creating new types of technology to heal and treat people. And they get paid the same whether they're cutting or they're advising in the exam room. And doctors and health providers would be paid more in their total amount of money at the end of the year than if they had to pay all this malpractice and be chasing people and trying to push procedures which are not necessary. Because a lot of medical procedures are done mainly because the bottom line of the doctor, if they don't do these high-dollar procedures, they're going to go bankrupt. And also it means that a lot of the primary doctors should be paid more because their work, in fact, is in many cases a lot harder than the subspecialist guys that can do a fancy procedure. I know I've taken extra training in orthopedics and plastics. The procedures should not be paid as much as they are, and the intellectual work you have to do should be paid more. And if you did that, you could start off with 5% of the population getting their health insurance, would also immediately siphon away all these people that have pre-existing conditions that would have never have to buy insurance. They would immediately be in the system. They would see any kind of specialist. In fact, we'd have it set up so that if a specialist wasn't in the clinic, that the system would pay for that specialist to take care of them, and the specialist could work both systems. And eventually it would grow from 5% to 20% to 30%, and business could sign in, so their business would immediately be taken care of by this network, and they would never have to be sanctioned with these insurance. Number one, they don't have to pay insurance. They would never have to worry about malpractice driving up the cost of their business. And workers' comp could be handled there, too, because it would mean that they wouldn't have these giant work comp benefit costs. The reason why cars are $12,000 cheaper to build in Oshawa, Ontario, or in Mexico City is because of workers' comp. And if you did my plan, you would immediately start off with 5 or 10% of the healthcare system, and after a decade, it would be 90 to 100%. And you still have 5 or 10% where people could have Cadillac insurance and concierge care, and the real wealthy people could have their plan. But on the other hand, everybody, including business, would be taken care of, and there would be no work comp costs, there would be no insurance costs, there would be no malpractice costs. It would all be mediation. And our cost to running the healthcare system, in the end, would be cheaper than these socialist countries like France or Canada. It would be superior to even the best system in the world, which is actually Korea. The Korean or South Korean system right now is the best healthcare system overall in its things it's put together than anywhere else. But this system I'm talking about would be even better than that and cheaper. And if you don't do that and you still have big pharma, big Medica, and big malpractice and big insurance, you're never going to solve the problem. You're going to move the deck chairs, and you're going to roll it back 4 or 5 years before Obamacare really screwed it up. But ultimately, costs are going to continue rising, and it's going to kill the economy and kill people.
Well, I think you make a lot of sense. And, of course, this is your own backyard. I mean, you know medical and health care inside.
Oh, yeah, I know what the problem is. You see, and because I'm not in it, and I'm not worried about being fired or if I had tenure at university. If I spoke out like this and I had tenure at university, I'd be fired immediately from the university. Or if I was in a big hospital network, how dare you speak about this, Deagle? You know, I'd be stomped on by my colleagues. I'm not afraid of them, okay? This actually will be good for doctors. The biggest stress of doctors is not sick patients. It's dealing with insurance carriers, having people denied care, or dying because they can't get the right care they need. When I was working as a pain doctor doing research, I would work with the big pain clinics in Colorado and even outside the state. They would fly in for me to do an IME or a nerve mapping to find out where they need to do a spinal pump or stimulator or advanced transfemoral blocks. And the problem is that the insurance carriers, 80-90% of the time, wouldn't even pay for their standard of care. which is spinal surgery or pump with stimulator. As a result, the patients oftentimes either died from the complications of their health condition because it became so paralyzed with pain, or they committed suicide. And our healthcare system is stupid. If our healthcare system was centered on patients and not big pharma and big vaccina and big insurance carriers and big hospitals that make massive, insane amounts of money. I mean, the healthcare system in America is larger than all other the next four major industries on the entire planet, not just in America. That's how much money is in healthcare. It's just nuts. And it doesn't need to be that way.
No, it's absorbing a mass amount of the money available in the country for more productive purposes. So it has to be contained and managed. I mean, that's one thing that contributed to Hillary's defeat was the announcement that Obamacare premiums were going up right on the eve of the election.
Yeah, but they never had any real solutions. I mean, they call themselves progressive, but see, my plan, I don't like believe in this left-right dialectic. Yeah. I believe in it's a polydimensional issue. The ancient Israelites gave a tithe, not for the damn church, because I hear the churches always say, we want the tithe. No, the tithe was to keep the Cohens, who were the public health officers, the high priests, and the doctors, from going into business, so they would not have sheep and goats and camels. And the fact is that if we have a system set up where all the health providers are paid a salary that's really good, that actually puts them better in a dollar position, and if they want to retire, and here's the other thing, if you're an Alaskan general surgeon for 50 years, why the hell do you have to be licensed in Florida if you want to go down there and retire and, have your boat? Yeah. I mean, and if you want to work 3 days a week if you're a female doctor, it's your damn business because you want to only work mornings and you got a family and kids. You can't afford the malpractice to stay in practice if you're retired or you just have different life choices.
Bill, the point I was making was that even Bill Clinton contributed to the Trump campaign by saying, this is crazy. We're paying twice as much for half as much. And
he
encapsulated the problem in a thumbnail right there.
I don't know. I think he had, I was amazed that he had almost like an honesty attack right there on the lectern when he was traveling around as a surrogate for Hillary. It's like, but she had no response to it. And the problem is, you see, Trump kind of draws up these broad patterns. And he's going to allow health savings accounts and portability, which will bring it back to, I call, pre-Obamacare prices. But the prices are still rising. And if you don't fix the underlying problems with malpractice and big hospital corporations, big drug companies, and the real issue, and this is something that came up with Harley Schlanger, is that these drug companies and these big hospital corporations have got so much money, they're speculating in the derivatives market. So now the problem is that these insurance carriers could go bankrupt, not because of healthcare costs or even the cost of taking care of the multiply sick and terminal. It could be simply because they're involved with a derivatives market that's financially unstable. And that's craziness, that we would entrust the healthcare of the future America to speculators in the healthcare industry to the tune of trillions of dollars. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All good points. He has several programs in mind for cleaning up corruption and special interest.
Those are all great, aren't they? Do you want to go through some of those?
Yeah, well, he wants to ban government officials from lobbying on behalf of foreign governments. That's an A+. Roll back federal regulations. That's very much to be desired.
Right.
He's going to have he wants to propose term limits on members of Congress.
I don't think the term limit thing is going to fly. The main thing is that the best term limit is a ballot box. I don't think term limits are going to fly at all. That's one that's going to die. I mean, forget it. We have some career politicians like Jeff Sessions who are fantastic. These are great people that need to stay in power, that have experience. For example, Mike Pence. The reason why he's the head of the reorganization team is because he's a career politician, but he's a good man. And you want, if you have good people that are really experienced in the political system, that are really good, they have the extra years in training. It's like me as a doctor. I've been in practice and now retired almost 40 years. You can't stack a medical student or resident against me. I mean, if you have somebody that has only one term, how are they going to get to know the business? I'm sure after the first term of Trump as president, because he's a fast learner, his second term is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So,
and of course, getting us out of the TPP and renegotiating or withdrawing from the NAFTA
if you look at the TPP and these other ones, you have these independent bodies that can decide. So it makes your government vestigial, and it also prevents you from putting tariffs or any other thing to actually have a negotiating armed to deal with powers that do things that are illegal. For example, China's manipulating its currency to directly affect our trade. China is dumping products on us to directly affect our trade. Companies like China are sending inferior products. Some of them are toxic, like melamine and dog food that kills your pets. So we need to have better controls so that we're not a victim all the time when countries do things that are illegal or immoral or just bad business. But this TPP and TTIP are insane. For people to try to support it and say that you can't have free trade by sovereign nations that make individual bilateral deals is just stupid, isn't it?
Yes. Stupid so indeed.
Each nation is a separate deal, whether they're big or small. If you do it that way, I'm sure if you have good faith and both sides want to win, then you can win-win deals. Just like China now is probably having what I call the premaster reflex, which means it's like their testicles are being pulled up inside their inguinal canals business-wise, because they're not going to get away with the bullshit, excuse my English, that they've been doing in the past. They're not. Xi Jinping knows that Trump is a serious guy, but he's a guy that believes in win-win. What the Chinese have been doing for a while, for the last probably both administrations, Bush and Clinton and now Obama, is it's win-win-win for China and hell with everybody else. Not going to happen anymore. It's either win-win or not going to happen. Back in a minute with more Jim Fetzer. Get those books. Be back.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, Seromax. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are
You know, Jim, you're a bright light in this analysis of what's going on. And I think that one of the things that's particularly good is you apply logic, which doesn't get you locked into left-right paradigm. In fact, I think we were looking earlier at a quote from Ronald Reagan that specifically states that you know, you don't want to be locked in a left-right paradigm when you're trying to find solutions, which is where I see the populist Donald Trump. So they think he's either lying or he's pivoting, when in fact he's just trying to find solutions to really thorny issues that need to be worked out. So tell us where you see the government going in the next, 70-some days until inauguration. And the first 100 days, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think right now you have an ongoing effort by George Soros, aided no doubt by Hillary Clinton, to attempt to discredit a Trump presidency even before his inauguration with these protests. They're busing in protesters. They're doing a lot of underhanded things of the kind they were doing during the campaign. Remember how Project Veritas revealed that the Democrats had hired a company to send in agents provocateur to disrupt Trump rallies. So they're doing the same thing, more of the same utterly corrupt activities on the part of the Democrats, Bill. It's shocking. And
I think it's suicidal on the part of the Democrats to support this kind of behavior. And I don't know why we don't Delta Force and Special Op George Soros. We need to grab him, put him in an aircraft, bring him here to the military tribunal, and take care of his carcass.
He's a disgusting human being who's promoted this mass influx of immigrants into Europe that's created cultural chaos. Rape has become ubiquitous. They're putting immigrants ahead of the citizens of the country, just as we're doing here. Well, that's completely outrageous.
Yeah, his 2005 Democracy Alliance has spent $500 million manipulating governments around the world, including Russia, that turfed them out and said, no Soros organization, no Orange Revolution, get the hell out.
And that's right.
I think the Europeans need to wise up, and the Americans, we need to not only ban this guy from travel. Apparently he's having a conference in America this week talking with the DA people, the Democracy Alliance, and how they're going to manipulate governments. This is going to work. The public have spoken. The Rust Belt people have spoken, and including an increasing number of black and Hispanic people that want jobs, want safe cities. And so it's colorblind. People need to realize that George Soros is trying to create racial and class warfare, and it's not going to work. People are starting to wise up to the fact people like Soros want to balkanize the world, destroy nation states so they can stand as the king of the hill and screw over the world.
Well, it turns out his program is to create, mix all the races, so we're all one homogeneous, I guess, light brown race, and then have the pure Jewish race emerge to be the leaders, the masters over the rest of the population. I mean, it's completely disgusting.
I think the man is psychotic. He's probably got some kind of a brain aneurysm or a tumor growing or something, but he's just stupid. And he's soon going to die. I mean, he reminds me of the Baron Harkonnen from Dune, flying around in his gravity suit, you know, as a bloated mass of dying flesh, and his brain is so evil. The fact is that people like him need to be stopped in their tracks. Black Lives Matter, the fact that Obama met with these idiots, and MoveOn.org, supported by Soros and the Project Veritas, showing they're paying people to disrupt rallies for Trump. It needs to be over. We need to stop this. I support jobs and reasonable cost education for young people. All Americans want a better world for our sons and daughters. This is not going to work. And if Soros thinks he's going to disrupt Trump's presidency by terrorism, he's a fool. And we're going to take that maniac out. As soon as the first 100 days, they need to Delta Force him. That's what I think. Delta Force the maniac.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Joyn Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.